Brothers and sisters, peace.
刚才我们弟兄点那首诗歌，在我刚信主的时候给我很大的帮助。
The hymn that our brother just sang had helped me when I was first a believer.
我当时不太懂为什么那诗歌的内容不是很懂。
I didn't understand the content at that time.
但是呢，好像里面的话就给我很有帮助。
But all those words are helpful to me.
而且把我这个一直喜欢思想属地的东这样的一个状态呢，能够一直不断的往主、往宝座、往新天新地、往耶路撒冷去。
And how also help me as a person who have the heart for the earthly things, instead of that going towards the heaven and the and Lord.
希望弟兄姊妹也真的从这首诗歌也同样得到益处。
And may every brothers and sisters also be benefited from this song.
那首诗歌几乎在我得救大概可能有好几年的时间，几乎是天天在听的。
For the first few years after I became a Christian, I listened to this song every day.
不是很懂，但是呢，心里很得激励。
Even though I wasn't truly understanding the lyrics, but it was encouraging me.
好，我们交通前有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer before our message.
主，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
你的旨意是荣耀的。
Your will is glorious.
你的救恩是浩大的。
Your salvation is great.
我们这渺小的人在你面前承认我们常常跟不上。
We, these little people, have to admit that we might not be able to follow.
我们常在明白上跟不上。
We could not understand totally.
我们常在跟随上跟不上。
We could not follow completely.
我们常在心愿上也跟不上。
And our will cannot follow up too.
但是你蛮有怜悯，蛮有慈爱。
But you have grace and mercy.
你还给我们机会。
You give us opportunities.
而且你不断地告诉我们。
And you continuously to tell us.
你要再来。
That you will return.
而且你很快就要来。
And you will return very soon.
你给我们有预备好的机会。
And you give us time to prepare.
你给我们有被成全的机会。
And you give us the opportunity to complete.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们把今天这一点话语交通的时间交在你的手中。
We give this time unto you.
求你像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的说话。
May you speak to the one who speaks, translate and listen.
我们一同等候在你的面前。
We await before you.
求你是给我们敞开的天。
And may you open the heaven for us.
求你圣灵充满我们。
May your Holy Spirit fill us.
运行在当中。
And move among us.
触摸每一颗心。
Touch every one of our heart.
给每一位在你面前的，有你亲自给的话语。
So that everyone have the word personally from you.
让我们从你那里得到第一手的显现和供应。
So that we receive the first-hand revelation and provisions.
我们把一切交托在你手中。
And we give everything unto your hand.
愿你得到荣耀。
May you receive the glory.
愿我们离开这个聚会的时候是带着你自己丰盛的同在和显现。
May we leave this gathering with your presence with us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们还是读几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
我们继续再读启示录二十二章第七节。
Book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 27.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy in this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of water of life.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。
He who testifies to these things say, Yes, I'm coming soon.
Amen. 主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Amen, come, Lord Jesus.
马太福音二十五章
Book of Matthew, chapter 25,
十三节开始
Verse 13.
十三节，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them.
按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千。一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
To one he gave five talents of money, to another two talents, and to another one talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
The man who has received the five talents went at once and put his money to work and gained five more.
那领二千的也照样另赚了二千。
So also the one with the two talents gained two more, but the man who
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But the man who had received one talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外五千的那另外五千来说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。
The man who had received the five talents brought the other five. Master, he said, you entrusted me with five talents. See, I have gained five more.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看我又赚了二千。
The man with the two talents also came. Master, he said, You entrusted me with two talents. See, I have gained two more.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛。
Then the man who had received the one talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed.
我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。
So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛。
His master replied, You wicked, lazy servant, so you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed.
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利。
Well, then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest.
夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever do not have, even what he has will be taken from him.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这段圣经跟主的再来的预备 非常有关系。
This passage is very related to return of the Lord.
这段圣经对我有重大的提醒。
And this passage has a great reminding to me.
提醒我需要做一个警醒的人。
Reminding me to be an alert person.
这个警醒不要沉睡。
To be alert, not to fall asleep.
需要活在复活的那个城市。
We have to be living in the resurrection.
这段圣经也鼓励我能够进入属灵的负担和属灵的经历。
And this scripture also encouraged me to to enter into the burden of the Holy Spirit's work.
我们常常虽然我们常常很享受救恩。
We enjoy the salvation.
但是我们不一定会愿意从主那里接受他的负担。
But we might not be willing to accept the burden from the Lord.
我们只愿意想我们愿意想的负担。
We are only willing to accept the burden that we are willing to accept.
这是我们很自然的倾向。
This is our nature.
但是这一段圣经提醒我要从主那里接受主给的负担和经历。
But this passage reminds me that I have to receive the burden and experience that is given by the Lord.
所以如果我跟主没有一个正常的关系，我根本不知道主的负担在哪里。
So if I don't have a normal relationship with the Lord, then I don't know what is the burden that He wants to give me.
另外，这段圣经也特别提醒我，主再来的时候，主要跟我算一算，他说过什么话。
And also, this passage reminds me that when the Lord returns, He's going to account with what He had told me.
这里说过的话，一面是他给我的圣经在我的手上。
The word that he mentioned is at one side mentioned in the Bible.
他给我一个环境，给我时间、力气，可以去读它。
He gave me the environment, the time, and the knowledge to read.
他给我跟弟兄姊妹有在一起。可以一同在主的旨意上、主的话上寻求的机会。
He gave me the chance to seek His will among with the brothers and sisters.
所以他可以借着圣经本文，也借着弟兄姊妹能够在一起寻求的机会，告诉我。
So through the scriptures and through the work with brothers and sisters, He has all this time to tell me.
另外，圣灵会将主的话给我第一手的。
And on the other hand, the Holy Spirit will give me the first-hand revelation from the Lord.
如果我都没有任何的得到,
If I don't receive anything,
我主在跟我算的时候呢，我就是一概都是不知道。
And when the Lord starts accounting with me, then I don't know nothing.
但是如果我知道了,
But if I know,
但是主给我知道了，我又向着主不忠心。
That Lord, let me understand, but I'm not being faithful to Him.
最后一句话，在第三十节说，在那里就要哀哭切齿了。
Verse 30 show me the result, which is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我想那个哀哭切齿的人，不会是他没有机会的。
I believe the one who was weeping did not had the opportunity.
一定是主给那个人，或者主给了我。充分的机会。
Lord had given this person and myself plenty of opportunities.
但是这每一个充分的机会，因为我的意见太强，因为我自己的方式太多，所以我把这每个机会统统丢掉。
But out of all these opportunities, because of my strong feeling to myself, then I let go of all these chances.
所以以至于到一个地步，没想到主来的时候，原来我不看重的，主很看重。
To a point that I neglected what I did not see important was important to the Lord.
原来我觉得不重要的，主觉得非常重要。
What I see not essential, it was essential to the Lord.
所以哀哭切齿。
So I would be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
哀哭切齿不是没有机会的。
It's not because I didn't get a chance.
应该是得到的充分的机会，
I had
所有的机会都失去了。
I had lost all those plenty of chances.
这段圣经也鼓励我。
And the Bible also encouraged me.
进入教会的生活。
To enter into the life of church.
进入主把我们领进的教会生活。
Enter into the church that the Lord leads us into.
不是我自己喜欢的教会生活。
Not the church that I personally like.
不是我自己幻想的教会上。
Not the church that I personally imagine.
是主把我们带进到他所要带我们进入的教会生活。
But the Lord, He Himself, to lead us into that church that He wants us to enter.
所以我觉得这段圣经对我是非常有鼓励性的。
So this passage totally encouraged me.
但是要明白，需要主启示。
But if you want to understand, you need a revelation from the Lord.
那我们也交通了一段时间。
And we had this fellowship on this passage for a while.
主怜悯我，让我发现马太十六到十八章跟这段圣经有异曲同工之妙。
And the Lord revealed to me that in the book of Matthew, chapter 16 to 18 are very related to this passage as well.
所以明白这段圣经。离不开马太福音十六到十八章。
So to understand this passage cannot leave the book of Matthew.
因为这一段圣经讲到仆人。
Because this passage mentioned about servants.
这一段圣经讲到他连德。
And this message also mentioned about talent.
这段圣经讲到赚。
And it mentioned about making money.
这一段圣经也讲到银子。
And mention about talent.
这段圣经也讲到算账。
And mention about account.
你还仔细看，还有好些东西。
It had mentioned many more things.
你发现这些都在马太十六十八章可以发现。
And you can find similar messages in the book of Matthew chapter 16 to 18.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
These are precious.
那在如果从算账这个方向来看
，from the direction of accounting，
似乎给我们看到就是说，马太十六章告诉我们说，主救我们，主要我们得着这个人的更新、魂的更新，我们得着了没
？Chapter 16 mentioned about Lord's salvation, so that we have this renewed life and soul. Did we receive those renewed？
在神的眼光看起来，什么是败坏？
In the eye of God, what is corruption?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你想过这样的问题没有？
Have you thought of this?
如果神说这块地是坏了，
If the Lord said this earth is corrupted,
那问题出在哪里？
So then, where is the problem?
如果你回去看创世纪第六章，
If you go back and look at the book of Genesis chapter 6,
你就会很清楚地明白。
Then you will clearly,
这个地坏了，是因为人心坏了。
The earth is corrupted because the heart of man is corrupted.
这个地坏了，不但是人心坏了，人的魂坏了，心思、情感、意志坏了。
Not only the man's heart is corrupted, but our soul, our mind, our spirit are all corrupted.
不但是人的心思、情感、意志坏了，甚至人所走的路、人的道路是坏了。
Not only our soul, mind, and spirit are corrupted, the way that we walk on is corrupted as well.
你在创世纪第六章可以看到，在那样的情况底下，神说这个地是没有救的。
So in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, under that situation, the Lord proclaimed that the earth is corrupted, unsavable.
那人也是没有救的。
And men are unsavable as well.
所以才有大洪水那一次。
And therefore there is this big flood.
但是今天神今天救我们。
But Lord save us today.
一个一个救我们。
One by one.
主给我们更新变化。
Lord give us a renewed change.
不但叫我们灵活过来。
Not only to call our spirit awake.
叫我们的魂能够得到新的魂。
Call our soul to be renewed.
好，那问了，人怎么能得到新的魂？
So how can man receive new soul?
上次我们提到哈，因为上次我们交通到十八章，这个神要我们成为得着人的器皿。
Last time we mentioned in the chapter 18 that Lord want to receive people as the vessel.
那一个得着人的器皿，他首先是要一个能够接受十字架在他身上工作的。
The person who can become the vessel to receive people first has to learn the homework from the cross.
所以他愿意背起自己的十字架跟随主。
So this person has to put up the cross.
另外一个就是他需要会做一个会问的人，会问主的人。
And this person has to be a person as willing to ask questions to the Lord.
所以彼得没有问主就出事情。
So you see, Peter did not ask the Lord, so trouble comes.
彼得会这样，我们也会这样。
The way that Peter acted will be the same way as we did.
彼得觉得这个事情太简单，不用问主。
Peter thought this is an easy task, so he didn't ask the Lord.
他觉得他认为这样就是主的意思了。
He thought the way that he believed in will be the same way that the Lord believed.
结果到了主面前，主就问他，而且怎么样？主让他学个功课。他本来是打鱼的，但却叫他去钓鱼。
By the time he came to the Lord asked him to go fish with a hook rather than fish with a net.
他本来一打都是一网的鱼，现在呢叫他钓一条鱼。
He used to catch fishes with net, but Lord only want him to catch one fish.
而且这一条鱼钓上来之后，还要嘴巴还含有那个要付税的那个，付给要帮主付也要帮彼得付的那个钱。
And this fish, open its mouth, will have this coin needed to pay the tax for Jesus and Peter.
我相信主是故意叫彼得去做这件事，让彼得学会问主。
I believe Jesus wanted Peter to do this same exactly what he said, so that Peter can learn to ask Jesus first.
弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救，弟兄姊妹在一起交通。彼此问来问去是很平常的事情。
When brothers and sisters saved and each other ask questions, this is normal.
但是有没有去学一个功课？你问了弟兄姊妹之后，你再去问问主。
But are we learning a lesson that after asking brothers and sisters, we ask the same question to the Lord?
或者是你根本就先去问主。
Or you first go to the Lord.
这是一个重要功课。
This is an important lesson to us.
如果你要会帮助人，
If you want to be able to help others,
如果你真的要做一个会把人带回到主面前的人，
If you truly want to be a person who can lead others to be, to come to the Lord,
你没有学会问主，这是很危险的事情。
And you did not learn how to ask the Lord, this is risky.
我记得早年，我们年长的弟兄，在台湾年长的弟兄，特别讲的话，我印象很深刻。
I remember in the early days when I was in Taiwan, there was this elderly brother who said this.
他说去看望，看起来是很简单的事情。
He said to visit brothers and sisters, it looks like easy.
但是呢，事实上也是个很困难的事情。
But it's actually very difficult.
如果跟主的关系不够密切。
If you don't have this close relationship with the Lord.
我们去看望，可能是希望这个弟兄能够跟主的关系能够建立起来。
We come to visit for the purpose to build up the relationship for the brother and the Lord.
那如果不是出于主的引导，
But if this is not guided by the Lord,
有时候会发生让我们意想不到的特殊的情况。
Then the situation will be surprising.
就是你不但没有把人看望到主面前，你反而把人看倒了。
Not only you did not bring him to the Lord, but you stumble, you become the stumbling block.
所以这个是一个问的问题。
So this is a question whether you ask.
你要问主。
You have to ask the Lord.
若主给你感动去。
If the Lord touch you to go.
要做什么？
What do you need to do?
能做什么？
What can you do?
怎么做？
How do you do?
怎么样才能叫他被主摸着？
What you should do so that he will be touched?
这不是简单的事。
This is not a simple task.
因为要问他。
Because you have to ask the Lord.
然后呢，要会帮助人以前。
And before you want to help someone,
还有另外一个功课。
There is another lesson.
就是马太福音十八章就讲到门徒问主耶稣一个话。
Book of Matthew chapter 18, the disciples ask the Lord.
天国里谁是最大的？
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
主耶稣怎么回答？
How did Jesus reply?
主耶稣回答说：“你若不变成小孩子的样式的话。”
And the Lord answered that if you do not humble yourself like child, you would not be the greatest.
所以这个小孩子呢，是一个能他的用字是可以受管教的小孩子。
So this child revealed that it can be disciplined.
所以这个字呢，其实可以说两面的意思。
So there are two sides of this meaning of this word.
一个总的意思就是这个小孩是有。
To conclude the two sides, that this child can be disciplined.
Teachable.
This child is teachable.
他是能够被教的。
He can be, this child can be edified.
你知道被教哈， 有两面，对不对？
When you can be taught, there are two sides.
很正常的，比如说要学生的话，正常上课，正常教，对不对？
For a normal student, you teach them.
那另外一种怎么样？
And on the other type,
他不能正常的时候，他就要被管教。
If they cannot be normally taught, then they need to be disciplined.
所以这个小孩应该是有两面的情况。
So this child has two sides.
一面情况他能够当他被管教的时候，他能够怎么样？接受管教，得到正面的学习。
On one side, when he was taught, he can learn.
所以上次我们就提到，他在受管教当中，他被洁净了。
So last time we mentioned that during the discipline, he was cleansed.
然后呢，他的路被修直了。
And his path was straightened.
而且呢，从他这个里面呢，能够除去苦毒。
And from inside of him, the evil got clean.
而且呢，这个管教呢，使得他跟人呢能够和睦起来。
And the discipline allow him to have harmony with others.
在这里看到都是地上的。
But these are all earthly matters.
其实这个管教最重要的是要把我们带到属天的世界。
This discipline, the most important task is to bring us to the heaven.
就是要我们里面的眼睛被开启。我们是刚才那首歌什么？新耶路撒冷正在建造中。
The purpose is to open our inner eyes so that we can see the New Jerusalem being built.
我们都是属地的。
We are all earthly.
我们常常就被这些属地的东西都通通都掩盖了。
We are all covered and captured by these earthly matters.
但是我们得到是属天的生命。
But when we have this heavenly life,
我们也得到属天的能力。
We have the heavenly ability.
神呢是要把我们带到在这个属地的环境里面，让我们实在是用属天的能力、属天的这个盼望、属天的实际来生活。
Lord want us to use His heavenly life and heavenly hope to live in this earthly life.
所以你可能在家庭生活里面，你要变成属天的。
So in your daily family life, you live out the heavenly life.
这个当然是。一定有主的同在。
And of course, you need the Lord's presence with you.
所以这个管教其实它的目的是要把我们原来是在时间在今世限制里面的，被我们拉到来世里面去。
So the purpose of discipline is to bring us to the future while being limited in time.
我们是一直在地上的，主要把我们拉上去，超越这个地上所有的限制。
Though we are still living on the earth, but Lord is bringing us up to the heaven.
所以这个管教是很有意义的。
So this discipline is very meaningful.
所以如果我们当我们遇到神的管教的时候，我们应该要很欢喜接受。
We should gladly receive Lord's discipline.
因为主看得起我，觉得我还有机会。
Because Lord want me and believe that I still have the chance.
我还是可造之材。
I'm still edifiable.
我还有机会。能够可以达到神要给我的那一面。
I still can achieve what He wants me to do.
因为这段话在希伯来书十二章。
In the book of Hebrew, chapter 12.
整卷希伯来书让我很惊讶的一点。
What surprised me in the book of Hebrew?
希伯来书第一章讲国度。
Chapter 1 mentioned about the kingdom.
希伯来书十二章最后讲了什么？不能震动的国。
Chapter 12 mentioned about the unshaken Kingdom.
所以管教不但把我们带进属天的世界，带我们带进国度的世界。
So discipline not only bring us to the heavenly kingdom, but also bring us into the reality.
然后呢，夹在这里面是什么？第一章到十二章中间有什么东西呢
？So in between chapter 1 and chapter 12, what are those?
好像国度是个大范围。
Like kingdom is a big topic.
国度重要的概念就是，神是我的王。
The important concept for kingdom is that Lord and Jesus are my king.
他不但是王，他管理所有一切。
Not only they are king, he is king, but he manages everything.
他也预备，
he is,
他也牧养，他也带领。
He is prepared and he shepherds and he guides.
所以我们的生活不是没有目标的。
So our life is not aimless.
那就看谁做我们的王。
But depends on who is our king.
如果是钱做我的王
，If money is our king，
那你可能每天都要去看股票市场的指数。
Then you might have to pay attention to the stock market every day。
如果是其他任何属地的东西做你的王
，Any other earthly matters become your king。
有人就是把婚姻的对象做他的王。
someone take the target of spouse become their king.
所以只要任何一个眼神,
so any sight,
任何一个动作,
any movement,
完全在那个王的控制底下,
then he's totally under that control of the king.
很多了,可以做我们王很多,但是主耶稣是我的王。
Many other matters can be our king, but only if Jesus is our king.
而且主救我们, 他传福音, 第一句话说什么?
And the Lord save us when we spread the gospel. What is the first sentence?
天国近了,
the heavenly kingdom is near, you should repent.
他就把我们带进到他的国度里面。
Then he bring us into his kingdom.
把我们带进到他做王的世纪里面。
Then he bring us into the reality of him being the king.
在家里他做王。
In our home he is king.
在我的工作中他做王。
In my work he is my king.
在我的任何的其他的生活中他做王。
In my other daily life matters he is still my king.
在教会生活中更应当是看见他做王。
In the church life, he for sure to be the king.
所以这是很宝贵的事。
This is precious.
然后呢，这中间呢， 在讲到不能震动国之前呢， 讲到永远的臣。
And before, in between, before it mentioned about this unshaken kingdom, it mentioned about this eternal city.
新耶路撒冷。
The New Jerusalem.
这是一面是见证。
One side mentioned about the testimony.
一面讲到。 耶路撒冷在旧约是神全家、神的百姓全家聚集的地方。
In the Old Testament, Jerusalem referred to the home city for the whole Israelite.
神只有一个家。
God has only one home.
神全家聚集在耶路撒冷。
God allowed the whole Israelite people of God gather in Jerusalem.
需要聚集的时候就全家聚集。
When it's needed, the whole family gathered.
所以这是很宝贵,
this is precious.
这个, 而且这每一个被在这个新耶路撒冷城人, 它是诸长子共聚的总会。
Everyone who is allowed to be in this New Jerusalem are firstborn.
所以这是很宝贵的。
This is precious.
然后呢, 你再往里面看,
and then you look closer.
你看到家,
and you see home.
第三章讲家,第十章讲家。
The third chapter and the tenth, chapter 10 also mentioned family, home.
然后你再往里面看,
and then you see further.
讲到殿,
it talked about the temple.
讲到圣所, 就至圣所,
it talked about the holy temple.
讲到幔内的生活,
it talked about the life in this holy temple.
所以,希伯来书告诉我们说, 主耶稣已经完成救赎, 现在在宝座。
The book of Hebrew mentioned that the Lord has completed the salvation and He is sitting on the throne. Today, every one of us is allowed to come before His throne and to receive this growth of life.
不但生命成长, 祂叫我们的魂抛锚在幔内,
and also allow our soul to flow in this temple.
也就是说, 我的心思, 情感, 意志, 受, 宝座的主的支配,
this means that my heart, soul, and my spirit are supported by the Lord.
它什么影响呢?
And how is this influencing us?
以他的应许,
with His promise.
他的应许,
His promise.
你知道, 我们常常对于应许可能是只是当好像
Sometimes we look at promises as the story.
这个主所告诉我们的话, 都不是那些好像虚幻的故事。
But the Lord's word is not a story.
主告诉我们的话, 就是在神那里是事实, 对我们是将要进入的事实。
Lord's word is true in His presence, and to us is the future fact.
所以我们的魂如果不接受神在他应许里面告诉我们的我们会是个没方向的人。
So if our soul deny what he is telling us, what is going to happen in the future, then we are aimless.
所以我们常常很困难。
So we find ourselves difficult.
我们把神告诉我们的搁在一边。
we put aside what Lord told us.
然后在地上寻找各种的方式、各种的角度、各种的机会去寻找方向。
And then we seek all different directions and different way for the directions for the way.
然后这里试试试试试不通，我们再往那里再试试试试试又不通。
We try this side and we didn't find a way, and then we try another side and we didn't find a way.
因为我们在试，所以我们的心思情感是全部在这里。
Because we want to try, so we put our heart and our mind in trying.
那我们又往后来这里不通，我们又往那，又往这心上，又往这里。
When this side doesn't work, we work on the other side, and then we put our soul and heart into it.
所以常常表现出来，我们这个人是没有方向、变来变去的人。
So then it shows us as if we are always changing with no direction.
我们说尝试错误，没事，有什么不好
？And we always say that, oh, we should try and make mistake.
但神不是叫我们尝试错误。
But Lord did not want us to try mistake.
神要我们的魂抛锚在他的应，他自己在至圣所里面抛锚到他的应许上面去。
Lord want us to anchor our soul in His holy place.
所以可以又坚固又牢靠。
So that we can be affirmed.
所以我们到至圣所。
So when we come to this holy place.
你越是亲近主，你的盼望。你的那个意识越来越明亮。
The more you get close to the Lord, the more understanding you have inside you.
如果我们缺少至圣所的生活
，If we are lacking of this life in the holy place,
我们都在外院，都在那些阳光底下，都在这些人造的光底下。
We are scattered in the outside and under the shining of human-made light.
我们的魂没有方向。
Our soul has no direction.
不可能得救。
Cannot be saved.
因为我们一下子被这里抓去，一下子被那里抓去。
Because we are grabbed from this side and then suddenly grabbed from the other side.
但是神要把我们坚定在他面前的，我们拒绝。
But Lord want us to be assured so that we can reject anything like that.
这个希伯来书十章的最后一节说，我们是这个。
Book of Hebrew, chapter 10, last verse.
他说我们乃是有信心以致魂得救的人。
That it says that we are the one with faith so that our soul are saved.
这个得救啊，这个字不是救恩那个字。
This saved is different from salvation.
就是神要我们得着的，我们得着。
This means that Lord want us to get what he want us to get.
所以我们必须来到至圣所。
So we have to come to this holy place.
我灵里跟神交通。
My spirit has communion with the Lord.
我的魂、我的心思、情感、意志，接受主在我灵里面带领，能够坚定在他面前。
My soul and my mind and my feelings are willing to accept what He wants me to do.
所以从主那里得到应许。
So to receive this promise from the Lord.
所以为什么我们鼓励弟兄姊妹，你要亲自读圣经
？So why we encourage brothers and sisters to read the Bible yourself?
而且需要跟弟兄姊妹在一起读圣经。
And also to read the Bible with other brothers and sisters.
因为我们要一起去发现神到底应许什么东西。
Because together we will find out what God actually promised.
也许我一个人发现不准确。
Maybe I did not find the accurate promise.
借着弟兄姊妹帮助我。
But through brothers and sisters, they are going to help me.
也许我发现的不完全。
Maybe I don't see it completely.
主借着弟兄姊妹，把我不足的东西那个方面把我补上来。
But brothers and sisters will help me to complete it.
使我进到至圣所去跟主交通的时候，我能够越来越交通，越深入，越透彻。
So that I can enter into this holy place and with a complete communion with the Lord.
所以这是受教。
This is being edified.
因为我受教的缘故，所以我的魂可以坚定在他们。
And because I'm willing to be edified, then my soul can be assured in Him.
另外一个就是到至圣所去支取他的生命。
And on the other side, to go to the holy place is to receive His life.
主做大祭司，他是根据无穷生命的大能。
Our Lord is the highest priest, because He has this highest life.
如果我们常常来到他面前，
if we come to him all the time,
你就发现你的生命在长大。
Then you will see that your life is growing.
生命长大不看自己，你越看主，生命就越容易长大。
The more you look at the Lord, the more you will see that your life grows.
越看自己越难长大。
The more you see it to yourself, then you will not grow.
啊，所以生命长大是出于主，他做工。
So the growth of life is out of the Lord's work.
所以来到至圣所，你就容易有生命的经历。
So come to the holy place, you will have this life experience.
这个生命的经历就带我们生命的成长。
And this life experience allows us to grow.
来到至圣所，主他一而再再而再呢，会启示我们，他跟我们立的约是何等坚定的约。
Come to the holy place, and repeatedly, the Lord is going to remind us what is His promise to us.
来到至圣所，同时接受主对我们的服侍。
Come to the holy place. At the same time, you will receive His provisions.
他是大祭司。
He is the highest priest.
我们常常很愿意接受弟兄姊妹的服侍。
We are always willing to receive services from other brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹事实上他能帮助我们的，都是到一个程度。
But the brothers and sisters are limited.
真正有许多我们深刻的认识和经历，都是主亲自服侍我们。
The most impressive help came from the Lord.
你如果是落在一种情况，你的眼泪没有办法有任何人给你擦干。
If you come to a situation that your tears cannot be wiped out.
但是你愿意来到主面前，来到至圣所。
But if you are willing to come to the Lord in His holy place.
看起来这个眼泪是流不停的。
Even though it seems like your tears will not stop.
但主却是要不但把我眼泪擦干，从伤心的眼泪变成欢喜的眼泪。
The Lord is going to wipe your tears and change the tears of pain to the tears of joy.
所以主要一直服侍我们。
So Lord continuously to serve us.
让我们能够圣洁，像他一样圣洁。
So that we can be holy like him.
而且怎么样，被带到完全的地步。
And also bring us into this holy completeness.
所以主要把我们带到完全的地步。
When Lord bring us to this perfect.
他预备了完全的救恩，他是完全的主。
He prepared the complete salvation. He is the perfect Lord.
如果你常常到这个完全的主面前，
If you come to this perfect God all the time,
主要把你带到完全的地步。
Lord will bring you to the same perfect place.
但是在至圣所不是只有我跟主，主跟我的关系。
But in the holy place, there is not just me and the Lord.
因为在主的眼中是他所有得救的人，所有他买赎回来都在他的眼中。
Because in the eye of the Lord, all the ones who are saved by His precious blood are in front of Him.
所以我们如果真正的在主的面前，
So if we are truly in front of the Lord,
主会告诉我们说，你要怎样跟弟兄姊妹彼此的建造。
Lord will tell us how to work with other and brothers and sisters to help each other build up.
所以在这个彼此的建造当中，一起达到完全，达到生命的成熟。
To build up each other to come to this complete perfect life.
还不止如此。
Not only that.
主会告诉我们。
Lord will tell us.
我们在地上是有征战的。
On earth, we have battles.
这个征战不是因为我们犯罪的缘故。
The battles is not because of our sins.
因为是有神的仇敌。
But because there is this enemy of the Lord.
他会用尽一切的方法来拦阻人亲近神。
The enemy is going to use every single way to stop us getting close to the God.
他会用尽各种方法拦阻人认识神，明白神的旨意。
The enemy is going to use every single way to stop us from understanding the Lord.
但是当我们来到至圣所，与主亲近。
But when we come to the holy place and get close to the God.
我们遇见了主。
We met,
遇见了主所关心的弟兄姊妹。
We met the Lord and we met the brothers and sisters who care about Lord.
所以主可能叫我们，因为在他面前得供应得力量，要我们到弟兄姊妹当中能够彼此的帮助。
And because we receive the provisions and supply from the Lord, that we come among the brothers and sisters to supply to each other.
也一起经历过 在主再来预备迎接主再来之前，我们所可能要遇见到的种种的挑战跟艰难。
And to experience together all those challenges that we have to face before the Lord return.
这所有的挑战艰难都是另外从另外一个角度来看，就是考验我们这个人到底要不要神的旨意。
The challenge and the difficulties facing us is actually to show whether we are willing to take up Lord's will.
如果我们不要神的旨意，我们就放弃。
If we don't want the Lord's will, we'll give up.
如果我们愿意要神的旨意，行完神的旨意，神我们就会到主面前去，去支取行完神旨意所需要的一切的供应，一切的得胜。
If we want the Lord's will and we are willing to act out His will, then we'll come before the Lord to receive the strength in order to complete His will.
所以这是很宝贵的。
So it's precious.
这是一个受教的人。
This is an edifiable heart.
他越是向主敞开
，the more he's willing to open to himself, to the Lord.
越会被主提升。
Then he will be resurrected by the Lord more.
所以。在马太福音十八章第四节说
So in the book of Matthew chapter 18 verse 10
凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的他在天国里是最大的谦卑第四节
Verse 4 Therefore whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven
所以在主面前谦卑接受教
So in front of the Lord, humble and willing to accept teachings will bring you to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
然后后面就有我们教会生活的一些的学习。
And in the later chapters, it mentioned about how to live the life of church.
第一个学习就是接纳。
The first lesson is to receive.
彼此接待。
To receive each other.
他说凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
It says, and whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
一个在主面前受教的人。
Someone who is edified by the Lord.
当我们接待他、接纳他的时候
，When we receive this person,
主说就是接待主自己。
And the Lord said, it is receiving me himself.
所以你知道，你这个是很启示我，我们跟弟兄姊妹的怎么样互动。
So this is revealing to me how to be receiving each other among brothers and sisters.
你接待一个在主面前能够愿意受主更新变化的人，你就是接待主自己。
If you are willing to receive a person who is willing to be edified by the Lord, then you are actually receiving the Lord Himself.
你知道在现实上。常常不是这样，对不对
？You know, in our actual life, it doesn't happen like this.
常常就是我们觉得那个人太爱主，离他远一点。
And most of the time, we see that oh, that person loves the Lord, so we should stay away from him.
那个人像是太认真，离他远一点。
That person is too serious to the Lord, so we should stay away from him.
那个人像是太绝对，离他远一点。
That person is very absolute to the Lord, so we should stay away from him.
但是主说什么
？But what did Lord say?
凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我，接待主。
Whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me, the Lord.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
This is precious.
所以如果教会里面我们常常看到受教的人出现
，So in church when we see a person being edified by the Lord，
也就是那一个弟兄姊妹，他把主的同在带进来。
And that is that person that brother or sisters bring in the presence of the Lord.
我们接纳他，我们接待他，我们就进入这个主同在的交通。
We welcome that person, we receive that person, and we enter into the fellowship with the Lord.
但是呢，下面就讲了。
And then continue.
十八章啊，对，十六第六节说，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人颈项上。
Continue in verse 6 But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin it would be better for him to have a large milestone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea
所以到底是我们是要一起享受主的同在呢还是我们要排除这个东西呢
So are we willing to accept it or reject it?
这有给大家寻求的空间。
So this is something that you should seek.
但是呢，下面讲说要除去绊倒的因素。
And then continuously it mentioned about that we have to get rid of the stumbling block.
世界，这世界有祸的，因为将人绊倒。绊倒的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸。
Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the men through whom they come.
这是我自己也需要被提醒的。
This is something reminding myself.
我们不要成为别人绊倒的因素。
Do not be the person who causes others to sin.
你说没有信主的绊倒他。
Oh, you might say that, oh, I didn't cause the person to sin because he's not a believer.
其实啊，可能还不是这个。
It might not be that.
比较严重的，你把一个在主面前受教、能够被主得着的人把他绊倒了，这是严重的事。
The more serious thing is you cause someone to sin, that person was originally edifiable by the Lord.
这个在教会里是常发生的。
This happened all the time in the church.
在现实环境也常发生。
And in our real life, it happened.
但是我们要受提醒。
But we have to be reminded.
如果我们有绊倒人的这样的求主，让我不成为那个绊倒人。
That we should ask the Lord to make us not to be the person who causes others to sin.
这个没有人敢讲自己都不会，是吧？
We do not dare to say that we will never be the stumbling block of others.
但是我们要知道这是很严肃的话。
But we have to understand that this is a serious matter.
那绊倒人的是有祸了。
The one who causes others to sin is wrong.
所以如果我们身上有绊倒人的因素，我们要就是赶快把我救离。
So if we have any element in ourselves that can cause others to sin, we ask the Lord to take it away.
那下面还有一段话是绊倒自己。
And continue to say that they cause themselves to sin.
这里有时候是绊倒别人，但是又绊倒自己。
And here it mentioned about causing other people to sin, and continue to say that causing yourself to sin.
我们的手绊倒我们自己。
Our hand causes us to sin.
我们的脚绊倒我们自己。
Our foot causes us to sin.
我们的眼睛绊倒我们自己。
Our eyes cause us to sin.
这就是说，那是砍掉手呢，砍掉脚呢，还是挖掉眼睛呢？
So you say cut off the hand, cut off the foot, or take out your eyes?
其实这里讲的不是叫我们自命做这样的事。
This is not to say to hurt ourselves.
那是要我们，当我们要免除继续绊倒自己。
But we have to alert ourselves to stop causing ourselves to sin.
我的手常常做绊倒了我自己的事。
My hand always do something that causes myself to sin.
那我的手如果被砍了，就是不做这件事。
So if my hand is cut off, then I would stop doing it.
我的眼睛常常做绊倒我的事。
My eye always causes me to sin.
就是说那个绊倒东西我应该断绝。
Then you should tell yourself to cut off yourself from that sin.
那个时候我就不再被绊倒。
Then I would not be causing myself to sin anymore.
所以我们彼此要蒙光照。
So we have to be enlightened with each other.
我们身上有没有绊倒别人的东西？
Do we have any element in ourselves to cause others to sin?
我们身上有没有绊倒自己的东西？
Do we have any element in ourselves to cause ourselves to sin?
这都需要到主面前求主救我们。
We have to go in front of the Lord and ask Him to enlighten us.
因为有这些东西，所以呢，我一加进来呢，弟兄姊妹就变得非常困难。
Because of my bad elements, and when I join to the brothers and sisters group, and it caused difficulties to other brothers and sisters.
这教会生活本来是应该经历天在地彰显，主的同在在那里彰显，结果因为绊倒的东西呢，结果主的同在。那个天在地彰显的就被拦除掉。
Church life supposed to experience the presence of the Lord, but because of my bad element, I stopped that heavenly life among the church.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事。
So this is precious thing.
如果主真的在我身上做王掌权
，If my Lord is truly the King who govern,
那些绊倒的东西应该从我身上出去。
All these bad elements should be getting rid of.
所以十八章一面讲这是属于国度的事情。
So chapter 18 mentioned about the kingdom of heaven.
但另一面给我们看到呢，它也是神家里面的事情。
But it also show us our family life.
他说：“这个你们不可以轻看 这小子里面的一个。
It's mentioned that you cannot look down a little one.
我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。
That I tell you that the angels is in front of my heavenly Father.
那如果那下不再读下去，一个人若有一百只羊，一只走迷了路，你们的意思如何呢？他岂不撇下这九十九只往山里去找那只迷路的羊吗？若是找着了，我实在告诉你，他为这一只羊比那没有迷路九十九只还欢喜还大呢。你们在天上的父不也是愿意这小子里失上的一个，也是不愿意这小子里失上一个。
Verse 12. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that was wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about the one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost.
这段圣经提醒我。
And this passage reminds me.
天父非常的欢喜，能够他所拯救回来、他所买赎回来的神儿女一起聚在他面前。
Heavenly Father is pleased with the saved children to be gathered together.
少一个
，missing one，
他都心里不够喜乐。
He would not be totally happy.
所以我们不可以轻看弟兄。
So we cannot look down on brothers and sisters.
有时候我们可能会不知不觉落在这样的情况。
Sometimes we look down on brothers and sisters.
啊，什么弟兄比较重要，什么弟兄比较不重要。
Oh, that brother is more important and the other is less important.
什么弟兄是大弟兄，什么弟兄是小弟兄。
And that is a bigger brother and this one is a smaller brother.
在神面前不管这个东西。
In the Lord, there is no such rank.
主说什么？不可以轻看这小子里的一个。
What did the Lord said? Do not look down on the one of these little ones.
任何一个，其实他刚刚得救，神都不轻看。
Anyone, even though if he just saved, Lord, do not look down on them.
主不轻看的，我们不能轻看。
If the Lord do not look down on any one of them, then how can we?
主，天父希望能够聚集在他面前的。
Lord want together.
我们应该。同心天父的心意一起来到他面前。
Then we should have the same heart together.
所以这是宝贵的事情。
This is precious to us.
所以刚才讲说要学习接纳。
So we just mentioned that we need to learn to receive.
所以如果我们认识，我们经历到主的接纳。
So if we know and we experience the receiving.
那我们弟兄姊妹的接纳就非常的美。
Then the receiving among brothers and sisters is pretty.
那另外呢，在十五节以后
，After verse 15，
这里呢就讲到说有犯罪的事情发生。
It mentioned about sins among brothers and sisters.
照理讲，我们得到的这个生命是不犯罪。
Theoretically, the life that we receive would not sin.
但是呢，我们在肉身当中，新的生命住在旧的肉体里面。
But in our flesh, this new life is living in our sinful body.
所以还是有可能犯罪。
So we still have this chance to sin.
如果我没有顺着新的生命生活，有可能犯罪。
If I do not follow this new life to live, I will sin.
这个犯罪呢，是已经达到弟兄的身上。
And this sin is against the brother.
那这里呢，是去帮助弟兄从犯罪的光景出来。
And this passage is mentioned about how to help other brothers and sisters come out of sin.
那如果一对一的处理没办法解决，
if it's not possible to deal one by one,
这是找另外的弟兄去帮助。
Then it says to ask other brothers and sisters to help.
那如果再不行，
if it's still not working,
就请教会。
Then ask church.
教会是谁？
And who is church?
教会是不是那个组织？
Is that the organization?
不是
，no。
这一讲的教会，就是，我想帮助我们对教会的一个简单认识的方式。
Let's have a more understanding about church。
就假设彼得 约翰跟雅各三个人组成教会。
Assume Peter, James, and John become organize a church.
那怎么看教会呢？
Then how do you look at church?
只要彼得、雅各、约翰聚在一起就是教会吗？
As long as Peter, James, and John gather together, that is church. Is that right?
他们都是蒙恩得救的。
They are saved by grace.
但是，教会的实质是什么？
But what is the practical meaning of church?
教会的实质是基督自己。
The practical meaning of church is Christ himself.
所以真正的教会是什么？彼得里面的基督加上雅各里面的基督再加上约翰里面的基督。
So the actual church is the Christ in Peter, Christ in James, and Christ in John.
但是呢，还要再减去彼得的旧人，减去彼得，减去雅各，减去约翰。
And then deduct the old person of Peter, the old person of James, and the old person of John.
所以这里就是能够真正彰显基督的。
Then it can reveal Lord truly.
犯罪可以把主的同在这个失去了。
Because sin can get rid of the presence of the Lord.
所以我们弟兄姊妹在一起互相的劝勉。
So when we are encouraging brothers and sisters,
一面有积极的在神面前这个方向。
We have this proactive direction to the Lord.
主再来把我们带进国度。
Lord returned to bring us into his kingdom.
新天新地现在正在预备中。
New heaven, new earth are being prepared.
我们如果愿意的话，可以在我们主再来之前呢，也许在我们身上，在个人已经成为那个预备好的。
If we are willing, and before the Lord return, we can be part of it.
但是也许我们有时候会软弱。
But maybe we are become weak.
我们应该接受主借着弟兄给我们的帮助。
We should be willing to accept help from other brothers and sisters.
一起回到主面前。
To return to the Lord together.
但是呢，还是有人不受帮助。
But there are people refusing to be helped.
他说，若不听教会怎么办呢？
And if they are still refusing to listen to the church,
就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
So then it says, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
就是你需要重新跟他传福音了。
That means you have to spread the gospel to him again.
因为他像完全像没有信主的人一样。
Because he's just like a pagan, unbelievers.
但是呢，下面就重要，要祷告。
And continue, you see, the more important thing is to pray.
这个祷告就是你们在地上所捆绑的，天上要捆绑。
And to pray that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的，天上要释放。
And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
所以如果我们不知道主捆绑什么，
So if we don't know what Lord wants to bind,
你绝对不做这个祷告的。
You will not have this prayer.
如果我们不知道主释放什么，
If we don't know what Lord wants to loose,
这段话对我们没有意义。
Then this verse is meaningless to us.
所以这里告诉我们，我们对每个弟兄姊妹的光景，我们应该在祷告里面去帮助他。
So this passage is implying to us that we should pay attention to other brothers and sisters.
我们应该跟弟兄姊妹常常在祷告里面去进入这个服事。
We should always have together with others and brothers and sisters to pray.
主所要捆绑的，我们现在知道了，我们在这里捆绑。主也在那里捆绑。
What Lord wants to bind, and we know it now, so we bind it so that Lord can bound it in heaven.
所以你如果要成为一个得着主使用来得着人的器皿。
So if you want to be the vessel used by the Lord to receive other brothers, to receive others.
你若不跟主同心，实在是没有办法。
If you don't walk with the Lord, it's impossible.
主要释放的，你要看着。看得懂主要释放什么。
What Lord want to lose, you have to understand what is that.
所以他说，如果两三个人同心合意的在这里祷告，主一定垂听，而且主的同在在那个地方。
So it says that if you have two or three come together in His name, there He will be with them.
所以教会要有主的同在，不是没有路的。
So when church want to have Lord presence, it's not impossible.
要会接纳。
We have to learn how to receive each other.
要在神的家里面聚集。
We have to gather in the Lord's family.
另外，要捆绑神所捆绑。
And to bind what Lord wants to bind.
然后最后彼得问了一个问题。
And Peter asked another question.
我弟兄得罪我， 我饶恕他七次够不够啊？
And he asked, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother? Is seven times enough?
主耶稣回答说什么？
And what did Jesus answer?
不是七次，是七十个七次。
Jesus answered, I tell you not seven times, but 77 times.
然后就讲了一个主就讲了一段话。
And then Lord gave a parables.
有一个人欠了一万他连的，一千万银子是一万他连的。
That a person owe 10,000 talents.
然后呢，来，然后主要算账的时候，他有欠一万他连的，而且是还不了的。
And he came to the master that he is not capable to repay.
但是呢，他就跟主人求说啊，原谅我，原谅我。那主人动了慈心，就原谅他了。
But he begged the master, and the master forgave him.
结果他一出去，他一个同伴才欠他十两银子。
And then once he was released, he went out and met a coworker, and this person owed him 10 talents.
那个同伴也像他求主一样说，哎呀，你原谅我，原谅我。那他不愿意。
And this coworker begged him the same way he begged his master, but he was not willing to forgive his coworker.
就最后的结果就是他要他的同伴就付偿付了一切，他在这个事情才能结束。
At the end, he wants this coworker to repay him before this will end.
结果其他的同伴呢，就把这个事带到主面前。
So other people bring this things, bring this event to the master.
那主人又把这个仆人找来。
And the master called him back.
结果我怎样怜悯你，怎样连续你，你也应该这样的连续他。
And the master said, I cancelled all the debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
我们在教会里面需要学会彼此饶恕。
In church, we have to learn how to forgive each other.
也许我们都觉得我们比别人好。
Maybe we feel that we are better than others.
但是呢，要学会彼此饶恕。
But you have to learn how to forgive each other.
我想，我们就是再坏人，我们都觉得还有哪一点我比你好。
Even though we know that we are a bad person, but we still feel that we have something better than others.
所以我们常常把别人对我们不太好的，其实并不是真正的不好，是我们自己觉得不好，我们把它无限的放大。
So we enlarged other offense that people had on us.
可能放大到一个地步呢，这个家已经不成家了。
We magnify those events to a point that this family is not a family anymore.
但是主这里告诉他同伴说，我怎样饶恕你，你要饶恕他们。
But the Lord here told him that the way that I have mercy on you, you have to have the same, you should have the same.
到底这个仆人欠的是多大的？
So how much debt the servant owe?
一万他连德是什么概念？
Ten thousand talents.
啊，我们讲了一他连德用银子来算哈，是四十五公斤。
If we say that one talent is about 45 kilogram.
啊，那个怎么讲说？那个另外一个仆人欠这个欠十万他连德的，他只欠十两。
And the other servant that owed this wicked servant only owed 10 talents.
十两到底多重
？So how heavy is the 10 talents?
我所查的大概是十两大概是389.8克。
It's about 389 grams.
啊，一万他连德是，你知道是这个四十五公斤乘一万。
So the 10,000 talents is the 45 kilograms times.
所以呢
？10,000.
呀，那如果以这个。以这现在的钱来算的话
，So using today's monetary，
那大概这个钱有多少呢
？It's about how much for in today's money。
以现在钱来看的话，大概你不吃不喝哈，需要工作5,300年，哦53,000年，哦不啊不不5,000年。
That if you don't spend what you make, then you might have to work 5,000 years。
大概5,000年。
5,000 years you have to work。
不吃不喝、啊。
Not to spend it。
所以我们现在人类历史真的能够记得清楚的五千年还记不 还记不满，对不对？
We can't even be clear with our 5,000 years of history.
所以是没有办法还的。
So this is unpayable.
所以其实这是说明我们在主面前，我们欠主的都是没办法还的。
So it's implying that how much we owe the Lord is unable to repay.
但是别人欠我们的呢，还是可以还的。
But others who owe us is still repayable.
但是我们没有办法还主，主都饶恕我们。
Even if we cannot repay the Lord, Lord forgive us.
人所欠我们的还算是可以还的，就算也很重，但是还是可以还的。
Others who owe us is repayable, even though it's heavy.
所以这给我们讲说，你如果知道你所得的救恩有多大。
So this is to imply to us that look at the salvation, how great it is.
你真正你知道你所得的赦免有多大。
And you have to see how great this forgiveness.
我想饶恕弟兄们不是件什么难的事情。
Then you should see forgiving other brothers and sisters should not be so difficult.
常常我们是相反的状况。
But a lot of time we are in the opposite side.
我们觉得别人得罪我的是很大很大，大到好像是一直无限扩大。
We look at how the debt that others has on us is magnified.
我们觉得主给我们的救恩呢，本来是很大，我们就知道怎么用，我们头脑很小，变得很小很小。
The salvation that the Lord gave us was great, but because of our little mind, we look at it as small.
甚至常常没感觉。
And sometimes we do not have that feeling.
常常不觉得我们在主面前真的蒙了特别大的怜悯。
Sometimes we didn't see that great mercy.
这需要主开启我们。
This is something that the Lord will help us to open our eyes.
但是这是教会生活里面必须的。
And this is the necessities in the church life.
这是主要用着我们来得到弟兄所必须的。
That Lord will use us to help others.
要饶恕。
That we have to forgive.
我没有那么多时间再去讲什么饶恕那些很多东西。
I'm not going to talk, elaborate more about forgiveness.
饶恕不是光别人受益，这个饶恕人的人先第一个受益。
Forgiving others not to just benefit the one who was forgiving, but is benefiting the person who forgive.
你如果对那个没有饶恕人的人，你有接触过这个没有饶恕人的人，你就知道他不饶恕人，他所受的苦啊，他所受的害是没办法形容的。
If you ever know a person who never wanted to forgive others, you will see how much hurt and damage that he did it to himself.
他觉得饶恕人是便宜了别人。
He felt like forgiveness is benefiting others.
不。
No.
他饶恕人是他自己的拯救。
When he forgives others, he got saved.
所以今天如果主有什么东西要我们饶恕的。
So if Lord today tells us to forgive something,
千万不要觉得饶恕人是我太便宜他了。
Do not feel like forgiving is benefiting others.
我恨他是应该的。
I should hate him.
我跟他计算这个是应该的。
I should have accounting with him.
不。
No.
我们如果到主面前主要跟我算的话。
If we come to the Lord and Lord is going to account with us.
我不知道多少辈子都没办法还。
I would never be able to repay.
但是你一旦可以饶恕，愿意饶恕。
But once you are willing to forgive,
你要经历更大的拯救。
Then you are going to experience the greater salvation.
时间的缘故，我必须停在这。
Because of time, I'm going to stop here.
求主使用我们每一位弟兄姊妹，可以成为得着为主得着人的器。
May the Lord help us to be the vessel, every one of us to be the vessel who receive others.
把人得回到他自己的面前，天父的面前。
To bring others come before the Heavenly Father.
得回到他的家中。
To bring others to come to his home.
得回到新耶路撒冷天国的真正的实际的光景中。
And to bring others into this reality of the new Jerusalem.
我们人祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们求你用宝血遮盖这些话。
Lord, we ask you to cover all these words with your precious blood.
人的话有限。
Our human word is limited.
求你圣灵给我们回头的亮光。
But the Holy Spirit can reveal back to us.
求你做人所不能做的建造和更新的工作。
May you work the restorations to us that man cannot do.
求你不但释放你的话，也成就你的心意。
May you release your word and also accomplish your word.
让你的儿女能够一同欢欢喜喜地迎接你自己的再来。
So that your children can joyfully await your return.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.